USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Trump administration must accept new applications for DACA or deferred action for childhood arrivals. A federal judge's ruling from Friday vacates a memo from the acting Homeland Security Secretary that had suspended the program. The judge said the government had to post a public notice within 3 days that new DACA applications were being accepted. The ruling follows one from last month that said acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf was unlawfully in his position. Doctors in Connecticut asked Governor Ned Lamont to shut down indoor dining in gyms to stop the spread of the coronavirus. That letter was spearheaded by Dr. Luke Davis, a critical care physician at Yale New Haven Hospital. He told CBS that he and other hospital staff are getting tired.
It's a very difficult disease, and the thing that makes the biggest difference is just not having the hospitals be overloaded, having enough staff to take care of people.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that would reduce the sting of punishment for crimes involving marijuana. Tim Berg with the details from the USA Radio News Bureau in Phoenix.
On this vote, the yeas are 228, the nays are 164. The bill is passed.
The measure would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. It would also expunge federal convictions for lower-level marijuana offenses. The bill has virtually no chance of passing the Republican-led Senate.
The Pentagon says it's pulling most U.S. troops out of Somalia by order of President Trump. They said in a short statement that, quote, a majority of troops and assets in Somalia will be withdrawn in early 2021. Currently, there are about 700 troops in that country training and advising local forces in an extended fight against the extremist group Al-Shabaab, an affiliate of Al-Qaeda. Trump recently ordered troop drawdowns in Afghanistan and Iraq. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A 15-year-old has been named Time Magazine's Kid of the Year. Val Dior has that information from the USA Radio Texas Bureau.
Gitanjali Rao was selected out of a field of more than 5,000 U.S.-based nominees. While Time has selected a person of the year for 92 years, it's the first time they've named a kid of the year. Gitanjali's list of achievements is inspiring. The Denver teen is working on finding an easy way to use technology to help detect contaminants like parasites in water. She's working on a product that could help diagnose opioid addiction at an early age. And Kindly is her anti-cyberbullying invention. It's an app and Google Chrome extension that uses AI technology to be able to detect cyberbullying at an early age. She's mentored 30,000 students and also runs innovation workshops around the world for other kids interested in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos extended the suspension of student loan payments until the end of January. Borrowers have not had to make student loan payments since the Trump administration issued the relief in March. The assistance was set to expire at the end of this month. The new measure means students won't be required to make payments and their loans won't accrue interest. The federal relief ending also coincides with the beginning of President-elect Joe Biden's presidential term. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.